Imagine having a GPS that doesn't just tell you the road ahead is closed.
Right, but tells you exactly why it's closed.
Exactly. And like what you're actually supposed to learn while you're just sitting there in the traffic jam.
And how that specific delay connects to your ultimate destination in life.
We all crave that kind of absolute real-time clarity, you know? But usually when we think about predicting the future or hearing from the divine, our minds just go straight to Hollywood tropes.
Oh, absolutely.
We picture the hazy room, a glowing crystal ball, maybe someone speaking in a spooky, cryptic voice.
Yeah, it feels very mystical.
Right. Highly inaccessible, and honestly, a lot like a parlor trick designed to separate you from your money.
And because it feels so detached from everyday reality, modern society tends to treat it as just an anomaly.
Yeah.
It becomes entertainment or a psychological quirk rather than what it historically was, which is a genuine, highly structured, functional mechanism for communication.
But then you step into the world of biblical theology, specifically looking at how unseen spiritual movements have actively shaped human history, and suddenly that crystal ball just shatters.
Completely.
We're looking at a landscape that is far more rigorous, and it's entirely focused on real-world transformation, not just, you know, predicting lottery numbers.
Definitely not.
So welcome to our deep dive. Whether you are deeply embedded in church culture, or maybe just casually curious about theology, or just fascinated by the intersection of spirituality and human behavior, you are going to want to hear this.
It's a fascinating subject.
Today, we are decoding one of the most misunderstood concepts in religion, the prophetic. We are unpacking a fascinating 2026 text called A Revelation on the Prophetic Ministry by Dr. Lintore Fortuyn.
Yes, the founder of Impact Theological College.
Right, so where do we even begin with this?
Well, to really grasp what Dr. Fortuyn is presenting here, we have to start by completely resetting our baseline. Because the foundational premise of the entire book is not about fortune telling at all. It is the theological assertion that God is a speaking God.
I mean, that makes sense.
Right. From the very first words of the Genesis creation narrative, where God literally speaks the universe into existence, all the way to the apocalyptic visions in the book of Revelation, the prophetic is positioned as the living, active expression of that voice.
Wow, so it's a huge timeline.
Massive. And the author pulls together decades of insights from various global prophetic leaders, voices like Ashish Rachur, Rodney Francis, and Kim Clement,
Right.
to provide what is essentially an operational manual for how this spiritual mechanism functions today.
Okay, let's unpack this because the book does something incredibly helpful right out of the gate to demystify the whole concept.
It really does.
It breaks the prophetic experience down into three distinct tiers of operation. It takes this idea out of the realm of the elite mystic on a mountain, you know.